Welcome back. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5. The interesting machlokas that we're going to encounter in our Mishnah today is regarding an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we do not see too frequently. The reason why is because we seem to follow neither and that we do a different practice. And that is that when it comes to Shalash Shudas in Shul, not every Shul has Shalash Shudas these days, but the typical Shul that does have Shalash Shudas pre-post or during the pandemic, whatever it is. So usually a shul will have shalash shudas. They'll bench over a cup of wine at shalash shudas. They'll then take that wine and use it for the havdalah in shul after marav. However, the Mishnah is discussing when that's not the practice. Then what is the practice? The practice seems to be that they would make havdalah with the benching. And the question is, how do you make havdalah with benching? So let's take a look. Beis Shammai Amrim, Beis Shammai say, Ner umazon ubesamem v'havdalah. The order of bracha is as follows. You make the bracha on the fire, you make the bracha on the birkas hamazon, you say the bracha on the spices, and then you say the bracha of the havdal, the hamavdal ben kodesh l'chol. Beis Hillel basically say that the bracha is actually, the order of brachos is actually the same, or at least the first one is ner, and the last one is havdal. The only difference is that the middle two are switched, that first you say besamim, and then after that you make the birkas hamazon followed and concluded by the Havdalah. The Mishnah then continues with the Machlokos regarding what the text of the bracha on the candle is. Beis Shammai say, Shabara Maor Ha'ish, that the bracha is literally the Dabara, that like, who created, or the illumination Ha'ish of the fire. Ubeis Hillel, Marimba Beis Hillel say, Bore Maor Ha'ish. No, but Beis Hillel explained that that's actually not what we say, and we of course follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. The bracha actually is Bore, who creates Maor, the illumination Ha'ish of the fire. Essentially, the reason why Beis Hillel goes with their perspective is because they want to have the ability to say Borei, which connotes a plural, that you're talking about Hashem is creating multiple forms of light, and we know that fire has multiple colors in it. And Beis Shammai talk about the idea of Shabara, that he created. And so ultimately, that's why Beis Hillel goes with their perspective, and that is the opinion that we follow. Now, Mishnah Vav. So says the Mishnah that we have to be careful which items we use for our Havdalah services, because that I can't make a bracha on fire or on the besamim that is that of idolaters, meaning that the flame can't be used, the candle can't be used because it was used like on Shabbos, and the spices can't be used because they were used specifically for idolatry. Below al haner, below al ha besamim shal misim, and one cannot make a bracha on a fire or besamim that were for specifically for the dead, meaning the fire was was not for providing light, but rather to sort of give a sense of like honor to the person who passed away, and the besamim was for the purpose of covering up the smell of the corpse, and so you can't use that. Velo al haner, velo al habesamim shalifnei havodazara, and we can't make the bracha on a candle or on besamim that was placed before an idol, because there's a concern that you can't use something that was like used specifically for havodazara. And ein mevarchin al haner ad sheye oso Leoro, and we don't say the bracha on the flame until we finally receive the benefit from its light, right? This is the whole thing, the idea that after we make the bracha on the fire, we have to, you know, check our hands, we have to be able to see that we see the difference, the distinction between the nails and the cuticle, whatever. But there's an idea that even before that, there has to have a recognition that this fire has the ability to benefit us in terms of its light, so people turn off the lights during Havdalah, things like that, to make sure that they get proper benefit from this light. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. Tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Everyone have a wonderful day.